This is episode number 1991 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's time for Random Facts.
Random Facts, Random Facts, Random Facts, Random Facts.
The music video that's been played the most time on MTV is Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel with the Dancing Chickens.
Oh, gosh.
No Head Chickens. Jimmy Carter is the longest living president ever at 96 years old and
true.
Counting.
Yep.
He surpassed George H.W. Bush, who died at 94.
Yep.
And the most common name for cities in the United States is not Springfield, but Fairview.
Fairview.
This is what I do not understand. There are 273 cities in the U.S. with the name Fairfield.
What happened to the Springfield?
Well, here's the deal I don't understand. That means there are at least five Fairviews in every state in the United States. If there are 273, think about that.
That makes no sense to me.
And that's some random facts for today. Time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
Chrissy Teigen is owning it. Breaking her silence.
Uh-huh.
Chrissy shared a long silence.
Yeah.
Silence it was.
Yeah.
It's broken now. Chrissy shared a long apology yesterday after she was caught up in a bullying scandal last month.
So here's the deal. Okay, so she like trolled people. Apparently she didn't just troll them on socials. She actually would send them private messages and telling them, I wish you were dead.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. No, she was horrible.
She was bad.
She was horrible. And she would do things like that and troll people. One guy said he was suicidal. She bullied him so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's like, what the hell? Chrissy Teigen. Our Chrissy. We never knew. Did we know?
What happened with them? I wonder why. Yes, weird.
But apparently she's owning it. So, okay. Do tell.
This is the person that John Legend fell in love with?
Or yeah.
Or she already changed?
Or maybe. Well, I doubt it. I doubt it.
All right.
Seriously.
So she says. Not a day, not a single moment has passed where I haven't felt the crushing weight of regret for the things I've said in the past.
For the last month, only.
Well, this is stuff that happened, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah. But, I mean, the guilt has only come out since she got called out on it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Until then, she was just good old lovable Chrissy.
If she had apologized on her own before it came out, if she had privately apologized to people... then maybe it wouldn't be
well,
so.
Well, I don't know if she hasn't. I mean, that's the thing. I think I read somewhere yesterday that she said something about I've apologized to one person, but that I need to apologize to all of them. So
she wrote on socials, all that good stuff, and then she went on to say, as you know, a bunch of my old awful, awful, awful tweets resurfaced. I'm truly ashamed of them, and as I look at them and understand the hurt they caused, I have to stop and wonder, how could I have done that?
How could it have been me? That's not me.
It was the other me. It was the before me.
Before me. It was the bad me.
It was the bad angel on the shoulder.
I was going to say.
And the other one's going, no, drink whole milk.
Drink whole milk.
Chrissy went on to say how remorseful she is and apologized to those that she hurt. And in her own words, isn't asking for forgiveness, only for patience and tolerance. She is a work in progress and wants to learn from her mistakes.
So, here's the deal. I know that she quit the Netflix gig that she was doing. That she quit. When this all came out, she was doing a Hyundai ad, I think, with John. They were doing a TV ad. Yeah. And I haven't seen any of those.
No.
I think she's Hollywood. I think she's on the Hollywood blacklist now.
She got a little damaged.
Yeah, this is a damage control of the greatest. So this is the thing I do like about Chrissy Teigen. I don't want to belittle this. I think that she is she's all out there anytime that she has something to say.
Yeah.
So she may have this remorse. I think I'll give her that. She obviously didn't say anything bad about us. Otherwise, we'd hate her guts because we're that shallow. But luckily, she didn't.
The folks that are in her fan base, they're the newer folks who, you know, with the new Chrissy. And I think those people have called her out.
Well, I think a lot of people were shocked, actually, that this was going on. When it did come out, it's like, really? Here's a woman for the last year, we've been up and down with her because she had the miscarriage and went through a horrible tragedy last year.
Yeah, she did.
And I think we're all on her side. And then we find out she's a cyberbully. It's like, hello? They wrote the cyberbully laws all about you, Chrissy. That's what
maybe.
Maybe.
I can't. I'm trying to figure out how much you're going to love this.
How much am I going to love this?
Yeah.
How much? What's this?
Wendy Williams says when Halle Berry flicked her boob.
What?
She didn't wash it for 2 weeks.
What? Do tell. She flicked her boob?
Back in 2012, Wendy had Halle on her show.
Okay.
And Wendy said she felt pretty intimidated. But that didn't stop her from asking questions that weren't approved by Halle in the interview.
Oh. Yeah, celebrities love that when you throw the curveball. Never on your show again. Some of them get up and walk out in the middle of the interview. That seems to be the thing to do nowadays. Like, you weren't allowed to ask that question. I'm gone. They take off their mic. They throw it down. It's like, done.
Drama. Well, in this case, Halle Berry, she took it with stride.
She's a sport. She's a good sport.
She's a good sport.
She's our Halle.
Our Halle?
Yeah.
What, you're going to share her with someone like me?
No, she's our Halle. She's collectively. She belongs to the world.
So Wendy Halle took it with stride and ended up flicking Wendy's boob and giving her a wink after the interview.
Oh, so it was kind of one of those, you know how you flick somebody in the chest? I don't usually do that to women because then they call the police.
Right,
But it was a woman thing. So what are you going to do? Because dudes do it too.
I don't know.
We flick each other.
You flick each other's boobs?
Yeah, not really boobs. Maybe hit
your
the arm
boobs?
Or something like that. Not every guy has man boobs.
Everyone can flick someone, but she flicked her boob.
And she didn't wash it for 2 weeks.
She didn't wash it
for 2 weeks. I wouldn't have either.
But see, the thing is,
on me and I'll never wash it again.
She flicked the clothes, not the actual boob. So
they were clothed. That's what you were saying.
So unless she took her top off and
she came
out, Halle Berry flicked her boob.
Somebody, I can't remember, there was a comedian that was filling in for Jimmy Kimmel a few years back.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of her monologue, Halle Berry walks out on the stage and plants a big old wet sloppy kiss on her. And it's like, I think Halle has tendencies. I don't want to say that.
Maybe
I just
say
apparently she likes girls. She's going to flick the boob. Or she's going to come out on camera and give you a big sloppy wet kiss. How I wished I was either one of those women right now, right this very moment, Allie. more Who Cares Tomorrow.
I just need her to come help me get in shape.
Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.